With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Presidents of prestigious universities were in a House committee today on their response to the anti-Semitism displayed on their campuses since the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas and the subsequent war. Harvard University President Claudine Gay says colleges must be able to strike a key balance.
I've sought to confront hate while preserving free expression. This is difficult work, and I know that I have not always gotten it right. The free exchange of ideas is the foundation upon which Harvard is built, and safety and well-being are the prerequisites for engagement in our community.
While House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik highlights the rise of anti-Semitism at university campuses across America.
Jewish students are facing sustained attacks from students and professors who are openly propagandizing terror. And why? Merely because these Jewish students exist.
Also at SRNNews.com, Democrats have unveiled their version of a foreign aid bill with money for Ukraine and Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
The national security bill is 167 pages long and includes some $15 billion for Ukraine and just shy of $11 billion for Israel. It also includes measures designed to address the crisis at the southern border. The content of those provisions remains the main question mark for passage, with some Republicans demanding robust funding for the border crisis. On Tuesday, Senator Lindsey Graham accused Democrats of playing games with the border, making only a few concessions in an effort to win just enough Republican support to pass the bill. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 79 points, the NASDAQ rose 44, the S&P declined 2. This is SRN News. Jews around the world will begin celebrating Hanukkah on Thursday.
It will be a somber occasion this year with the Hamas attack on Israel in October and the ongoing hostilities in the Holy Land. Hanukkah tells the story of God's faithfulness to the Jewish people in one of their darkest hours. And many Jews will be thinking about that as they begin lighting their candles on Thursday night. In many communities across the U.S. and other countries, large menorahs will also be lit in public places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-conversion laws are spreading around the world, mostly to prevent people from becoming Christians. A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and International Christian Concern finds nearly 50 countries now have anti-conversion laws on their books. There are a variety of these statutes. Some bar people from sharing their faith. Others keep individuals born into one faith from marrying someone of another. This is SRN News. Do you remember all of the articles that you looked at this year on the Internet? Well, Wikipedia knows exactly what you searched for. As correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit behind the free, publicly edited online encyclopedia, says English Wikipedia has had more than 84 billion views this year. And the most popular article has been about ChatGPT. Number two this year has been the annual list of deaths, which always sees high traffic. Individual entries for notable people who died this year, such as Lisa Marie Presley and Matthew Perry, also have done well. The 2023 Cricket World Cup is in third place. The Indian Premier League is number four, while the Oppenheimer film rounds out the top five. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.